First of all, I just want to welcome everybody here and tell Bryce and his staff thank you so much for all you do for us. And Craig, you and your group and do a fantastic job for this conference. Even though I am new to the conference as a head coach, I was offensive coordinator at Garden City last year. Had some success on offense, but really, I've had a love and an appreciation for this conference for a long time. You know, I was 10 plus years on Bill Snyder's staff at Kansas State, and without this conference, we would not have been able to achieve the success and contend for national titles and the things that we did there. So this is by far the nation's top conference. Week in, week out, it's going to be a battle. We are fully aware of that, and we're excited to get going. First I want to thank our president, Dr. Swinder, for hiring me. Really appreciate that. I'd like to introduce our vice president, athletic director Ryan Ruda, Colin Lamb, assistant athletic director, and Dan Delgado, sports information director right here. In terms of returning lettermen, we return 10 on offense, four starters start at some point or another. Defense, we only return four, and we have two starters coming back. Do feel good about the guys that are replacing, but they got to step up and make things happen. In terms of players, our top two recruits, Tyreek Hill, very special player. He's an incredible athlete. He's as good an athlete as I've ever been around. He didn't train for track at all this season. Went through our, we worked the guys out at 5:30 in the morning, went through our afternoon lifting sessions, did not get on the blocks one time. Got up there, ran a 9.9 800 meters. So he's special. Just got back from Alabama and Florida State, did a piggyback recruiting trip. So the whole nation's after him and expect huge things out of him. And also Dontavious Blair, our left tackle. I mean, he's a monster, 6'8", about 3'10" right now. Can move, plays angry. He just returned from Auburn, and he's at Florida State this weekend as well. So those are probably, the two guys we hang our hats on right now, doing a fantastic job of leadership. A couple other guys that, I think are really going to have big years for us this year. Niall Daniel, wide receiver for us, due to, a lot of the, fantastic skill position players we had last year. Niall didn't get to play. He played four or five games for us, but in all but one, he was our leading receiver. So, and he's only gotten bigger. He's added about 15 pounds of muscle. We're excited about him. And then our two middle backers, I think Devontae Derricotte just received an offer from Kansas State, getting offers all over the place. He's a special player. Big, can run, can do what you want. And then Earl Clark, Cincinnati signee that we got. And so those are guys that I think are going to be leading our defense. In terms of strength, I think on the defensive side of the ball, obviously I think our linebackers are our strength. And we've got some secondaries of strength, although it is new. I think we got plenty of guys that are going to compete there. Very excited about that. And I think all of us, defensive line depth is always something we're trying to get to. So, that's going to be a question mark. We're trying to get some guys to step up there. But we are, again, excited about our incoming recruiting class. On offense, wide receiver, I think, we got some new guys coming in. Brandon Snell out of Carroll City, Florida, had a really great spring for us. And our offensive line has stepped up. Even though we have new guys, we have some guys that have played junior college football before and been successful there, and put them in addition to Dontavious. We're excited about that. Question marks, obviously it's quarterback. When you lose the conference player of the year in Nick Marshall, that's a big loss. But we do feel we got guys that can come in and compete. We have four freshmen on campus right now, and we can't work with them, but from everything I hear, our upperclassmen are excited about a couple of them. So we'll see how that works out. I'm just going to roll the ball out there and see, who steps up and takes it, starts making plays, and who makes the least mistakes. And then, as I said, D-line depth would be, question mark for us. But it's going to be tough this year in this conference. It's always tough, game in and game out. I mean, it was a battle last year. Our season could have gone much better, could have gone horribly worse. So it was just one of those years that we want to build off it. Obviously, the Mississippi Bowl was huge for us. Very excited about, that victory there. We were the first out-of-state team to ever go down to play the Mississippi State champs and take that trophy out of there. So we were excited about that. And really, I'm just excited to be, part of this coaching fraternity. You guys are all great coaches. I have much respect for all of you and your programs, and just ready to get this season going.